The Jay and Kevin Show, live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, yes, it is. The Kevin and Steve Show. We have been waiting for this one for quite some time, folks. And it is finally happening. Steve and I doing our own show because Jay had to go potty. Steve? Why can't I hear you, Steve? See, this is the problem. Steve apparently doesn't know how to get on the air. So that's sad. That's very sad. All the hype of Steve and I doing a show, and then there is no Steve. Very disappointing. And now Emma, Jay's daughter, is looking all around trying to figure out how to get them on the air. She might know better than Steve. Jay's back. I see Jay's coming back, but he's not there yet. Hi, Jay. Can you please get you guys on the radio? Thank you. I like that Zach Top kid, man.
Oh, hi there.
That was the problem, huh?
Hi there. How we doing?
Hi, Jay. Steve doesn't know how to go on the air. We were going to do a show without you, and Steve didn't know how to go on the air.
Well, unfortunately, so I was standing there talking to, well, let's just name drop. George Burge came back by, and then he said something to me. And right when he said it, Matt Stell came by, and they were talking about golf for a second. So then I stopped. And so I was talking to him for a second. And then I showed George Burge a video that I wanted to show. And I wanted to show it to Matt Stell. And George was like, let me see that. And so I showed him that. And then the next thing you know, right after that, Tiger Lily came walking by. And Kendra from Tiger Lily goes, can you hold my water for a second? I go, sure. And then I was holding her water. And then my daughter called and said, you guys are going back on. I said, okay. So then I had to give somebody else the water and run over here.
Well, it was funny because this is actually good for me. It's good for me, Jay, because I'm sitting here and I'm running that and I'm trying to decide what are we doing? Are we gonna go live here? Are we gonna do it's the top of the hour?
Yeah,
and I look up and there's 1 minute left and I'm like, 1 minute, guys, what are we doing? And no one's answering me, no one's listening to me. And I look and I see you just walk away to go to the bathroom and I thought,
oh no.
You know, Kevin, do you not know the time?
Yeah.
It's one of those. I get it. You guys have a lot going on there. And so I was like, So I just played a song, and then I came back, and Steve and I were going to do a show, which I was really looking forward to, but then doggone Steve didn't know how to turn on his mic.
Doggone Steve.
Steve, how was the plane yesterday? You guys never did give me the details of your trip to Nashville.
Well, I mean, it wasn't bad.
No, it was good. Are you kidding me?
You wore the Burger King crown.
We had the perfect layover. We had like a 1 hour layover. It was like ideal.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little rough coming in and going out of Salt Lake City, but that was fine.
Yeah. Reason I laugh is because of my friend on the first leg that I sat next to.
Oh, yeah, because Steve and I didn't sit together. So Steve sat down with a guy who didn't want to talk to him. So that was awkward.
And I made him talk.
Yeah, because, Steve likes to talk, Kevin.
Just kept talking?
Sometimes. No. Here, can I lay it down?
No. Yeah. Lay it down, Steve.
Okay, let me lay it down.
Lay
for
it
you.
Down,
let
for
me.
Man.
Lay it down.
Lay
for
it
you.
Down.
So this guy, I'm sitting on the aisle seat, and he's kind of eyeballing, thinking, I'm getting close here. And so he,
you were like the back row, weren't you?
No, middle back.
Okay.
So he gets to our row, and he points over, and he goes, oh yeah, middle seat. Okay, yeah. Sits down, doesn't really say anything. Hey, how's it going, man?
Way to read the room, by the way. This guy grunts that he's in the middle seat, and you think, we're going to be friends.
Well, maybe. He was actually super nice. Uh-huh. So
sounds like it.
Well, okay. Well, here's what happened. So he sits down. He sits down. I say, how's it going? He's a good man. And then the announcements pop on.
Right.
And then I go, so traveling home or
here it comes.
Where are you going?
There it is. Right.
Yeah,
this is the part, Kevin.
Yeah.
This is the part. Right
there. And then he kind of filled me in. He was going to Scottsdale, connecting from Salt Lake to Scottsdale.
Gotta go see
Phoenix.
My son.
He was actually going golfing.
That's what I said.
Yeah, he was very concerned about his golf clubs.
Very nice.
He wrapped them in bubble wrap and they went below the plane.
Oh,
the
he did.
Thing.
That's a story. So now he's really cracked the door open for convo.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then he put his earphones or ear pods on. And,
his ear pods?
What am I saying? Jay, it's been a long day. I was up past midnight.
He put his AirPods in.
AirPods, yeah.
Or his earbuds or
actually,
something.
Actually, I think it was headphones. He was
okay,
headphones.
Even better.
Yeah. Well, actually, the ones provided by the airplane.
Oh, by the plane, yeah.
Because
yeah.
He was watching a television show.
A television show.
That's right. And so then he did that, and so I took that as a cue as he didn't want to talk anymore.
Oh, that a boy.
You are and correct.
Picked right up on that, huh?
Yeah. So then at the end of the flight, he took him off.
Oh, no,
and
here
I was
we go
like,
again.
Well, now it's time to chit-chat. And so we finished our conversation about golf. He told me the places that he was going, and I forgot all of them.
Yeah.
So, great. And he lives up, he lives in Canada, but basically just across the border.
Thank you, Steve.
And there you go. So it was a great first leg, and then I got a Burger King crown, and we sat together and had some fun.
We did.
And you didn't want to talk to me either.
I put my headphones in immediately.
You put your earphones in.
Did you guys have a seat between you?
We did. We were genius. We got it figured out, so we didn't have to have a full row. We were one of the few that had an open seat.
Oh, that's awesome.
What a great feeling, yeah.
Yeah. I did ask Jay what brings him on the flight, and he did not like that.
Yeah. I said, you know, Kevin's not here, but I'm going to step in his place. Shut up, Steve.
It was well played, really. It was almost like Abbott and Costello. Ooh, that's almost. Not timely.
That is not timely.
What's a more recent comedy duo?
I don't know anything.
You know, there's not a lot of popular comedy duos. I mean.
No.
Why can't I think of their names? I was up late.
We were up late. We were past midnight because you had to get the whatever that was challenge that you decided to do.
Yeah.
What did you call
key.
That challenge?
Oh, do you want to know the full title? Hold on.
But I thought you'd know it off the top of your head, you wouldn't have to look it up on social media.
It's very long.
Well, of course, I named it.
Yeah, hold on.
By the way, Zach Tupp said after we got done talking to him, he's thinking about getting a beard so he can go incognito because everybody recognizes his mustache.
That is very true.
He's like, I'd have to get like a big beard, a big fake beard.
Just in time for Christmas.
I mean, why not Santa it up?
Yeah. Steve's top five things he's going to do in Nashville as a scavenger hunt for work.
Catchy.
Got a lot.
Steve's top five things he's going to do. So what have you accomplished so far? You accomplished the staying out past midnight.
Yeah, and I almost didn't. I almost stayed in last night.
Yeah.
And then at 11 o'clock, I was like, nah. I kept pacing back and forth. I never took off my shoes.
Oh, and my goodness. My daughter is going to have a complete seizure over here.
Because I was like, I couldn't make up my mind. And then eventually I was just like, all right, I'm doing it.
How many times did he text us last night, honey? Like 4?
Was that too much? Is that too much?
Was it are you sure you don't want to go anywhere?
Because
I'm thinking
exactly
about going, but I don't
exactly
want to go. If
was.
You're going to go, I'll wait for you.
God. I didn't want to leave you guys hanging.
That's very nice, Steve.
I know.
That was the thing.
Yeah. Let's see. It started at... Let me go back.
Well, Jay, there was also a very long pause in between.
Don't defend yourself.
You thought that I left because it was so long.
Hey, are you guys up for an adventure? That was at like 9:30. Then it went on. Oh, I'm thinking about going to find a bachelor party. And then at like an hour later, we were still looking at, like, trying to figure out, you know, if there were some questions we wanted to ask some of the artists. So Emma was busy making a PowerPoint and a spreadsheet. And don't laugh. You were.
I was.
You were. And then so like an hour later, I said, did you go out? And he goes, nope, not yet. Any interest? I said, I think we're going to pass because we were like, what time was it? I'll tell you what time it was. It was 10:30.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And we were like, we got to get up early. It's the first day of the long day.
I know.
So we're like, maybe tomorrow night.
Okay, so I would say maybe 10, 15 minutes later, I eventually left.
After you paced your apartment in your shoes.
I literally went to the door several times. Like,
See, the way us irresponsible people
yes, Kevin,
see
tell
this
us how
situation
the irresponsible do it.
Is when it's 10:30, like, you got to go. Well, but it's actually 8:30 in
Spokane time.
Yeah, that's what was in my head.
And so you go, I'm not staying in. It's 8:30. Then you go out, and at some point, you wait till the next morning where you start going Nashville time. Hey, I don't have to be to work until 6.
Yeah, you play both ends of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nashville time, baby. That's what I'm rolling with right now.
You are rolling with Nashville time.
Yeah. So what brings you to Nashville?
Okay.
No. Okay. No?
All right. Well, we should take a break. I'm sure we need one. Sorry I left you hanging there, Kevin. I figured you were just going to handle it until we started our next round.
Yeah, you were all good. I was looking, and I was like, I don't have an interview I want to play, so
I'll
it's all
this.
Good. It worked out fine.
There was a major issue because they lost power in the church.
What?
Which is where we're broadcasting from. We broadcast from... Have we ever said where we broadcast from?
Oh, yeah.
Not like crowds are going to rush a place or something.
They're we've talked about it.
From Spokane.
It's a long flight.
So the Belmont Church.
What brings you to Nashville?
And there was like a whole bank of power outages. So there was a little panic. So I said, while the panic was happening, I ran to the restroom. And then I walked through the panic, which was kind of fun, to be honest, because we weren't panicked over here.
But our power didn't go off?
No, we're special.
Yeah, don't worry. I got enough panic for all of us.
Yeah, I know. I saw when Emma texted me. Panic ensuing. Might want to return to table.
Thank you, Emma.
Please hurry.
Yes, thank you, Emma. And then she just calls me. When my phone's ringing and it's Emma, I'm like, oh, I got to go.
Yeah, well, and I also chewed Steve out. I was being me. But I was like, hey, Steve, it's Kevin. I said, are you listening at all? Can you hear me? And he's like, oh, no, sorry. Huh? I was just whatever you were doing. I don't know what you were doing. And then I go, oh, well, see, there's a show called the Jay and Kevin Show that's actually going on in Spokane right now that people listen to. And so Kevin, maybe we shouldn't forget about it. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't appreciate these impressions.
Oh, man. I don't appreciate these impressions.
Oh, it's all good.
It's good. All right. Just to let you know, coming up later on today, and we'll have a... I don't think most of these people will probably make it before we go off the air today. But in our third round of interviews today, there's a ton. We've got Chris Jansen and Dasha and Dylan Marlowe and Jordan Davis and Mitchell Tenpenny, Shenandoah, Warren Zeiders, tons. And that's like half of them. So we'll have all those coming up throughout the week as we continue live from Music Row during CMA Week.
Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin Show live here in Spokane right now. Jay and Steve, producer Steve, they are in Nashville doing their thing. And I will tell you that they are... currently, like, interviewing an author of a book or something. And you know what we thought? We're not going to make you sit through that. So we're not. It's a weird thing today. Sometimes the timing works out exactly perfect with all the artists coming in. Like, earlier we were talking, and I said, you know, Zach Top's coming up later today. And then Zach Top literally walked in, sat down, and we got to talk to him. So... sometimes it works out perfect like that. We've had Dan and Shay on today, Craig Morgan, Ian Munsick, and there's a ton of names this afternoon, but I'm going to guess all those are going to be on tomorrow's show for you. So I know Chris Jansen, and we have Jordan Davis and a bunch of others. But every once in a while, you know, you get these new artists who we don't really know much about them, right? But then when you sit there and talk to him, I always think of it this way. Like, if I met this guy on an airplane or in a bar or something, and I started talking to Ben Gallagher, who I don't know anything about, and I start talking to him, you just realize, oh, dude, you're really interesting. You're fun to listen to. And so that's exactly what the plan is right here. I'm going to let you listen to our 4 minutes of chatting with Ben Gallagher yesterday, and... he does have something going on. He's got a song that is a very unique, cool idea. So take a listen here to us chatting with Ben Gallagher yesterday.
Look at that. I don't mess your hair up, but, you know.
Oh, I know.
Bro, no, you can't touch it.
Dude.
There's not enough mohawks in country music, man. What are you talking about?
You look good, yeah.
You look great. You can grab that one right there.
What's up, guys?
How are you, dude?
Good to see y'all.
You look amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're cool. How cool are you? Seriously. Like,
I don't know.
On a scale of 1 to 1,000,000.
However cool a mohawk is.
That's 1,000,000.
Depends who you ask.
So That's the one thing about being an artist, a musician, is like you can do stuff. Like if you did that at a regular job, people would be like, nah.
I know. That's just it. Somebody
that's
said,
not going to work,
you're
man.
An accountant. Somebody came up to me and they said, true story, they said, you have a mohawk? I was like, yeah, I sing country music and play guitar for a living. Hell yeah, I have a mohawk.
That's right. And he's like, oh, it's cool then.
Yeah, I know.
It's great.
Yeah.
Dude, your guitar playing is insane. Do you ever like freak yourself out? Like you play and you go, that was the coolest thing I've ever done.
I don't know, man. I was like,
I mean, it's insane.
God, thank you. It means a lot coming from y'all.
Dude. And the Carol of the Strings thing is cool.
Man, that was cool how that thing came about.
How did that go? I mean, what'd you just decide? I'm just going to do this. And yeah. Is it all you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
No
just
way.
Just me now, one time through, yeah. Well, we did it 7 times and picked the best one.
Yeah, yeah, but it's from beginning to end as
yeah.
one piece.
No, yeah, there's no there's not a second guitar.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Carol the Bells. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
It's a jam, right?
Yeah.
Thought it would always be cool if there was a guitar version of that.
Mm-hmm.
So last year I posted this thing on Instagram of just that bit that everybody knows, you know, the recognizable bit.
Yeah.
And it got a lot of really positive feedback.
Sure.
So fast forward, I was like, what if I wrote my own arrangement around that?
Yeah.
And called it Carol the Strings. So truth is, I didn't know I was going to be going into the studio as soon to do it. So the label calls and says, you're going in tomorrow doing this Christmas thing. And I was like, wait, tomorrow? And I hadn't had it written yet.
Oh.
I knew I wanted to do it.
Oh, no.
So wait, were you the type of kid in school
yes.
that would be like last yep. minute, like late at night?
Yes.
And, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that due till midnight. It's 11:30. I got
plenty of time. So I knew I wanted to do it, but I hadn't written it yet. So I canceled my whole day, and I wrote Carol the Strings in 8 hours.
Bro, it is so cool.
Thank you.
It is so cool.
It.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now that I know you did it like straight through like that, that's mm-hmm. even cooler. That's insane.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Oh.
I'm pumped about it. I
it
think it's
be.
A unique piece, you know? I think it's different.
Yeah.
I think it's different, but we'll see, man. Is it too early for Christmas music? I don't
know. No. It's got a cool groove to it. I love it. Yeah.
Thanks.
How's the fam?
I got a 4-month-old at home.
Dude, you do. Really? River, right? Isn't that
that's
his name?
It.
Yeah, yeah,
nice,
yeah.
Nice, man. You're
yeah.
on it.
Yeah, that's cool.
He's fantastic, dude. He's sleeping all night.
Oh, yes. 4-month-old. Carol of the Smells.
Remix. That's amazing. That's amazing.
That one's free.
I love that.
Us. You got that
I
one.
I love that.
Does he
that's
dig the music?
Coyote Country special.
Yeah, it is special, all right. Does he dig the music, though?
I play for him every day.
He's got to love it. I mean,
he lights up.
Oh, that's so cool.
He actually just started playing.
No, I'm just kidding. He's already better than me.
He's got a mohawk and everything.
Yeah, I know.
Wild.
That is cool.
Man.
Well, you got it going on, dude.
Thanks, man. We just finished up a new record separate from the Christmas song. And that's going to be dropping top of the year. Most favorites, the favorite stuff I've ever done.
Cool.
So I'm excited to get that out to the people and
dude, yeah.
Hope to get out y'all's way.
Hey, if you ever need us, okay. You know we're there. Absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate
for
it.
For sure. So good to see you, dude.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, are you going to take
always.
A little time for the holidays and chill? Or
yeah,
gonna
I'm going to shut it down.
Yeah, it's good call.
Yep, I'm going to shut it down a little bit and fire it back up here in just a little while.
Oh, and you crank it up. Let us know.
Appreciate
we'll be
it.
There for you. Ben,
thanks
guys. Buddy. Good to see you.
The Jay and Kevin Show, live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, it is the Jay and Kevin Show live once again. It's the Kevin Show live in Spokane.
It's Kevin Show. It's Jay and Kevin without Jay, just Kevin.
Steven, I almost thought we were going to get another chance because you were busy chatting with somebody after the...
Yeah.
I don't know. There was an interview or something. You were talking
John
to
Morgan.
Somebody. And
John
and we
Morgan,
were like,
think,
oh,
yeah.
okay. I go, Steve, this is our chance. Let's do it. Do you have your mic on? He's like, I do, and I can hear you. And then you came back.
Oh, sorry. Ruined it for you guys.
Boy, you make it sound so anticlimactic.
Yeah. I'm going to be fine.
Okay. You're gonna walk it off.
Yep. Oh, sounded like he was walking somewhere.
Is it?
I'm going to play that John Morgan song coming up.
Are you? We did not play John Morgan on the air.
No, no, that's
interview,
okay.
Just, and that's probably a good thing because he said the bad words.
He said one. He said one bad word. It's funny because he was talking about all the stuff, and he had a great story that we'll have to play later on.
Yes.
That he was talking about. Although he was like this, Kevin. He just got into the microphone like this.
Yeah, I could
hear
saw him.
Joe Nichols, and he's a stud, by the way.
Asked him something, and he goes, man, I don't know. I just want to go out. I want to go out and do this country stuff that I've been singing about all the time.
Yeah, he's like, all I do is sing about this country stuff.
Yeah,
and,
but
I don't get to go do no country stuff.
That's the thing, you know.
Yeah, that's no good.
What you wish for, because next thing you know.
And it makes sense. I mean, that you get busy, you get a little, you know, stuff going on, and they run you hard for the first couple of years.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. But, you know, that's kind of what you sign up for.
Absolutely. Jay, did you see that you just said that Joe Nichols walked in the building?
Yeah, he just walked past, yeah.
He is an absolute beast how big he is right now.
He looks huge, yeah.
He is so fit.
Yeah.
And he was always a big guy, you know, probably 6'4 or something, but.
Yeah, I don't know if he's that tall, but
you know
he's
what?
Big.
I will get his measurements when he is on the air with us. I will find out.
If only there was a way. I mean, you could just Wikipedia this or something.
I feel like I could. Well, let's look and see what Wiki says.
Oh, you want to confirm that?
Are we taking bets?
I don't know that we're going to ask Joe his dimensions.
Oh, I 100% like him. Because I know Joe is into fitness.
Yeah.
Do you think he's a haircut guy? You think he'd like a
haircut? I don't think that's an appropriate question.
You don't.
Not for him? No.
You've done enough damage today.
Nichols.
I've asked enough questions.
Emma just looked at you and gave you the no.
Oh, she gave me the cut it out from Full House. Sort of.
She Close gave enough. You the, no. That's going to be a no, Steve. We're going to pass
we
on that.
We got 6-2.
Mm-hmm. So that's,
but it also says this. Like this is the problem with the internet. What? This is the problem with the internet.
Oh, so this is the problem with the internet.
Joe Nichols, an American country music artist, is 5'9".
No, that's not correct. Yeah, he's like 6'2".
Yeah.
He's no Matt Stell.
Matt Stell is like 6'7". He's
Matt
tall.
Stell, Kevin Matt Stell, was never so excited to talk basketball.
Oh, yeah.
This time. He's been excited before.
Yeah.
But he could not wait to talk basketball when he sat
and
down.
he was
fired up.
Let's talk about this off the air because he thought maybe we wouldn't talk. And we're like, no. The Few family is like, we love them. Let's talk about it on the air.
Totally fine.
Yeah. We will have Joe on someday, I'm sure, and ask him what it was
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. There's a legendary video of my daughter getting smashed, taking a charge. Were you like how old were you there? Were you like a freshman or sophomore, you think? Somewhere in there?
Yeah, well, it was a blocking foul, so.
Okay. And it was hilarious because I showed that to Matt Stell. He's like, whoa. He's like, holy smokes. He goes, that chick was completely out of control. I go, yeah, but they called a blocking foul. And he's like, there's no blankety blank way. I mean, he just went. Like, that's his wheelhouse.
Right.
That's what he loves. You know, he's like, that's crazy. She had both feet planted. She was blah, blah, blah. She was in legal guarding position. I'm like, okay. You're taking it too far. I hope you enjoyed the video. He just loves that stuff. So, Joe Nichols is what weight? I'm going to ask him his weight when he gets over
it,
here.
It didn't say his weight. I couldn't find his weight.
That's a bummer.
But I know what it is.
Joe, what do you weigh these days?
I'm going to say he is 234.
Oh, wow.
How much does a polar bear weigh?
I don't know.
You know this one?
No.
Enough to break the ice.
Oh. Don't tell him that joke.
No?
No.
Not a Joe Nichols joke?
No, no.
Well.
No. No.
And no.
No.
Sorry,
remember
Steve.
When Emma signaled that little signal earlier? That was for that joke, too.
By the way, we never talked about it, but the Tyson Jake Paul fight over the weekend.
Saw it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was anticlimactic. I mean, I of course, you just hope that it wouldn't be, but you knew that it probably would be in some way, shape, or form.
Well,
but we all just had the hope, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but I love all the conspiracy videos now. Do you have you seen all these?
I don't think so.
Oh, where they show Mike like in the first two rounds, and he's kind of being aggressive, right? Like he's coming after him a little bit.
For sure.
And then it shows like other rounds where they're like, watch this. And Jake will throw a punch and Mike misses it. And he has a wide open uppercut. And there's like twice where he starts to punch, but then he pulls it.
Turn your video on because Joe Nichols is coming over here right now.
Joe Nichols Steve is coming?
Steve. Yeah. Why don't you turn your video on too so he can see you?
My video on. I thought you said my radio. I'm like, what are you talking about, bro? We're on the radio live right now. Yeah, make sure Joe knows we're live.
Yeah. We're going to tell him right now.
I love Joe, but he can be a loose cannon. Oh, yeah. I'm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm
hey, Joe. Good to
in.
See you, buddy. Jay, good to see you again.
I am
we're live on the air right now.
Hey, can I talk?
Yeah.
All right.
In order you, and you can hear him. He's back Zooming. That's Kevin.
What's up, Kevin?
He didn't travel because of the incident from Tennessee.
Okay, you had an incident?
No, I'm just kidding.
Put headphones on.
I mean, can you imagine, Joe? He comes to Nashville, has an incident.
Fly? You're on a no-fly list or something?
Yeah. Well, I think he kind of is.
Basically.
Kinda. Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of what
he
happened.
He didn't know it. Yeah.
Joe Nichols, man, it is good to see you.
It's good to see you, brother.
I was just trying to guess your weight before you got over here.
This is what we do. This is what we do with all the acts.
No.
Females don't enjoy it quite as well.
I think it's kind of fun. It says you're 6'2 on the internet. Does that check out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right. 6'2.
So I'm saying 6'2.
He just said you're so fit.
You are fit, like, right? You look great.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Smoking mirrors, man.
Wore
a girdle, I think. I don't
know. Smoking mirrors.
234.
No. I'm not that big.
Oh, no. Yeah,
you're
not?
Dang.
No. Slightly. We're up
218.
205.
Okay, there you
no.
go. He's lean, dog. Come on now.
Man. Wow. Okay, see, I just thought you were... You're just a big dude, so I was like, he's got that muscle packed on.
Right, exactly. Bet you didn't think you were going to talk about your weight today, did you?
I did not.
No, well,
not
congrats.
On my bingo card. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for guessing.
Yeah, all right.
What do I win?
It's a fun carnival game, yeah.
Thanks for guessing. What a great interview. And I got to go, guys. Thank you so much. Oh,
fun.
My gosh.
All right.
You want to talk about the Impossible Foundation?
Yeah, let's talk about that. This is my, thank you for mentioning it.
It's, absolutely.
This is my brand new nonprofit we launched it on Friday.
Yes, sir.
And this is, it's military theme. What we're doing is we've become a granting foundation that is going to provide funding for specific programs that combat military suicide, more mainly into SOCOM, Special Warfare Warriors, that the suicide rates are exponentially high. So. It's an ugly, ugly thing, and it's an ugly number. It's getting bigger all the time, and we really have not figured it out. There's a lot of great programs that are off to a good start. Their problem is, like a lot of other problems, fundraising. And we are here to provide a backup. I think the term we like to use is force multiplier. So what we're going to do is be the gas pedal, be the fundraising machine that helps these specific programs focus on what they got to do to combat this problem. Because if they spend 75 or 80% of their time trying to raise money to fight this, then that's 75 or 80% of this time that they could go to actually doing the work.
Right. So yeah.
We're going to do our part. We're an umbrella funding organization that, like I said, we're going to pick specific programs that fight this horrible thing that we're dealing with.
I mean, bless you for doing it, because it's a lot of people just don't even like to talk about it. You know, it's just just anything about it. They're like, it's too ugly to look at.
It's
so
exactly the way it is.
So God bless you for doing that, man. That's a big step.
I think, if we can do, if it makes any kind of difference at all, there's a lot of great people out there, a lot of great donors, a lot of people want to help. And if we can do even a little bit, I mean, that's worth it, right?
Absolutely.
How do you put a price tag on one person?
Right.
So we're really hopeful that we can really make a massive difference in that community and really take care of people that have signed a blank check for us.
That's cool. Yeah. Well, anyway, I just want to make sure we mentioned it. And what's the easiest way to get involved in it?
Go to theimpossiblefoundation.org.
Okay.
That's The Impossible Foundation. My song, The Impossible, is kind of
absolutely.
Like a mine there.
Absolutely.
So, theimpossiblefoundation.org.
Yeah. I saw you were hanging out with Post Malone, too. That was pretty cool.
That was cool. Yeah. He's a fun guy, man.
Yeah.
Super, super kind guy.
Yeah. Seems like he's just, like, into country big time now, too. He's just, like, loves it. He loves all music, you know? Yeah.
For him to know, you know, a guy like me, you kind of have to be really into country. nobody really outside of country is going to know who else I got. It was really cool that, you know, to see him get as excited as he was about singing Broken Hartsville together.
That's awesome, yeah. Super cool. That was amazing, yeah. Well, I'm going to make you leave, but thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate you, man, as always. Yes. Good to see you.
Hey, thank you for letting me talk about the foundation. I appreciate
Of course, yeah.
205-ish.
Depending on, it's CMA week. It might go up or down.
Coffee, so maybe, I don't know, fluctuate maybe 3 or 4.
We got a scale of peers.
So yeah, all right. Joe, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Thank Good to you see guys. You, dude. Yeah.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country. It is the end of the show, folks. Believe it or not. Jay, can you believe it?
Let's just say that the curtain has come down
Steve,
on yet another
can you
miserable
it?
Performance.
That's loud. Is it me or is it?
What?
Well, way to mention it on the air,
sorry,
Steve.
Sorry.
You guys must be messing with your headphones, because I don't know why you keep, Steve's like, man, it's too loud. And then he's like, it's so quiet, I can't hear Kevin.
Now it's better.
Is that better, Steve?
Thank you.
Did Emma fix it?
Yeah.
See, this is why he's in charge.
Don't blame me for this.
And why I panic.
If only there was a way to pay attention.
Jay, how do you make the coffee?
Good grief. Yeah, that was while I was gone, right? Is that an issue while I was gone?
Yeah. No, I figured it out. It was quite simple.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. It's quite simple. There's filter, grounds, push, button.
Yeah, I mean, I might have put too much in, but...
Details. Yeah. Coming up tomorrow, we will have plenty and more, and we're going to be recording a bunch of interviews, too, that are coming up in, like, an hour, probably.
That's yeah, which is...
Chris Jansen and Dasha and Dylan Marlowe and Hunter Girl and Jordan Davis and Mitchell Tenpenny and Shenandoah and Warren Siders. We all have those that we're going to record here in the next hour or so. And then tomorrow, let me flip the page here, Robert.
It's kind of nice because we'll be able to play a lot of those back tomorrow for you.
And yep, then, tomorrow and the next day, yeah.
You know, the cool part is whatever we get tomorrow, then we can play them back on Wednesday for you, leading up to the show on Wednesday night.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. It's beautiful how it works out like that.
Isn't it, though? So tomorrow we'll have that will be on the air in the morning because Drew Baldridge is stopping by early, Dylan Scott, Old Dominion. Oh, Russell Dickerson, Kevin.
Oh, Rusty.
Oh, our good buddy Rusty. Also tomorrow, Dustin Lynch, Chase Beckham, Kelsey Hart, talk about his new song, Nate Smith. And there's a ton tomorrow. So, yeah, it's a very busy day tomorrow, too. So we really got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Whoa. Yeah, that's why you're in charge.
Is it, though? So, Kev, yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's a lot of fun down here. I wish you were here. But I did think yesterday, briefly, there was a time when we were walking out of the airport in Nashville to go get our Uber, and it was a pretty long walk. How long did it take us to walk there, Steve?
5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Oh, from where to where?
You know, from the gate to the Uber.
Oh, maybe a little bit longer than that, then.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it was a long walk, and I said, Kevin would hate this part. That's why.
Guys, go ahead without me. I'll get